the strike came on, and I was out of work for 10 weeks. And then in 1919, I was getting towards Christmas, and a brother-in-law of mine got me a job at the Salford Corporation street lighting. And then it was known as the scavenging and the street lighting section. For the first week, the end of the week being Christmas, of course it's a 7-day week, you know, lamp lighting, early morning, late at nights. But I was amazed. The first job I got when I got there was a Mrs. Mopp's job. I had to scrub the staircase down, scrub the floor, clean the fire irons. I had to blacklead the grate, and the arse stone was blue mould. So, being enthusiastic at having a job, I done the job properly, and I couldn't find any blue mould, so I just left it without. But when the foreman lamplighter come at night, he said, "Hey, where's blue mould?" I said, "We have none." He said, "Here's a penny, go and get five at Ridgeway's round the corner." At a starting then, he was a supernumerary. You see, they had a number of rounds and one man for each round, plus you, a supernumerary. You had to learn all those rounds. The department itself was divided into three sections. South, that was Salford, where I worked, and there was North, that was Broughton, and then there was West, that was Pendleton. So there was 36 rounds and 37 men to do it. I was the 37th, so I had to learn the lot. So that if anybody was sick or failed to turn up, then you had to go on the lot. And by the way, they used to work in sets of three, and you had 300 lamps to light and extinguish. And when you're done then, you met at a point, the three men met at the point, so that you'd know everyone had been covered.
How did you actually light the lamp?
In the days I started in 1919, we lit them with an oil lamp. We had a torch on top of a stick, and we had an oil burner in there, and we had this stick, and we used to joint it together. It was a telescopic, you see, and we used to put it up and put it over the top of the mantle, and then it did ignite. That was the days of the old upright mantle, you know. Later on, they came along with the inverted mantle, which was upside down. Like, can you imagine an egg cup upside down? Well, that's an inverted mantle. Well, we had a job to light them with this oil. We couldn't light them with the oil lamp. So they had to get us a new lighting instrument, which was known as acetylene carbide burner on the lamp. You've seen in the early days when bicycles, it was a lamp like that, you see, only the flame come out horizontal instead of going up vertical.
This sounds like a dangerous job, was it?
No danger at all, no. It was quite simple. Initially, or else I wouldn't have been at it, you know. I'm a bit short, ain't Ted. Then, you see, we had duties consisted of three duties a day. You'd light them at night, you'd extinguish them in the morning, and then you'd go and clean them in between times. So three times a day, you'd report to the depot about half an hour before you was due out, because you see, each man having 100 lamps to do, he had a big area to clear, and you had to be at the central depot, which I think was badly situated in Salford. Can you remember that Wilburn Street, the cleansing yards on the river boundary of Manchester, and our chaps had to go all the way up Regent Road and Nettles New Road, as far as Langworthy Road south, and on the other side they used to have to go all round Greengate and up to Broughton Bridge and up round Peel Park. Now we wouldn't know it nowadays with the new technical colleges and all that knocking about.
Well, if it wasn't dangerous, was it difficult? A hard job, was it?
It worried me for a long time while that happened, and I said, we got to it that they knew where to find us if we'd done anything wrong in the bank. But going off the subject onto something else, we used to have some rum chaps work for us. There was one chap come working for us one time. He'd started as a fireman. He came to be a lamplighter, and then he went in the police. But overrunning the story, when he was lamplighting, he came in one night, signing on to light the lamps, and it was raining heavens hard. So he run in and we said, is it raining outside? He says, no, he said, and he started squeezing his coat out and that. He'd been to fire first before he come to to light his lamps. His name was Mad Jack. And before the end of he'd finished, he finished me. You know, in a spare time, we used to do a lot of odd jobs. I used to write bets out for the punters for my brother in back entry, you know. And who should come along one day dressed as a navvy? This fella, Mad Jack, and he got hold of me, and of course he walloped me to town hall, Mad Jack.
Well, if you had to do part-time jobs, what were the wages like?
Oh, the wages was very good. I can't tell you the money now, but it was comfortable and you could live on them. Now, you see, I mentioned earlier on about that being the extra man. If there was two or three of, as I told you, that three of us worked in a bunch. If one of those was off, on holiday, sick, or anything like that, we two used to do his work, and we used to get paid for it. Now, that's what boosted the wages up. And we used to get uniform clothing. And I did very well out of it, because I was getting about $1 a day off the bookie for writing bets out, and that was 6 days a week, so I was 30 bob, you know. We used to do the windows that much that some of the window cleaners got jealous of us. Now, they went along to the Salford Labour councillors and suggested that these lamplighters ought to find their own tattle. They're using corporation ladders and leathers. And I thought to myself, I an elbow grease if they knew it. But anyway, they stopped that. We had to buy our own ladders then. You should have seen the old ladders we got. Then the council decided that they'd give us another few shilling a week extra and disallow us cleaning windows. I rose to be foreman. And one of the chappies coming to me, he says, hey, Jack, he says, now we've got to stop window cleaning. He said, I want your advice. He said, shall I give the window cleaning up or shall I give the lamp job up? He said, because I'm earning more window cleaning than I am lamp lighting, you know. I said, no, you hold on. I said, you're in a sheltered job. I said, and you've got a superannuation. I said, look forward to that. So I'm glad to say he did take my advice.
When did you last light a lamp?
In 1936. Now, it's a very funny thing, this. The Salford Gas Department, they were in a very, very low ebb financially. So they decided that they'd take the street lighting job off over to save them going bankrupt, mind you. So they transferred us from Wilburn Street and Carey Street, that was Broughton Depot, and Pendleton Town Hall, that was the Pendleton Gang, and they lumbered us all to Bloom Street Gasworks. Now, that's when we started in Salford to convert the gas to controlled by clock. Now, you ask when the last we lit them, I'm not so surprised to tell you that some people in the country today are using gas lighted lamps and lit by a stick, but they're out in the villages. I've seen them myself, and if you look in some time at magazines or that, and you've seen the old lamps and you'll see the old lamp lighter.
It must be quite a thing for you to see the modern street lighting then.
Oh, it's been wonders to me. The difference between the old lighting by gas and gas mantle has greatly improved in the latter years. Up to today, I think that the lighting, street lighting, is very much better, and it's very much handier to work. There's no carrying a ladder about now. You've got up-to-date equipment on the motor. You've got the turntable and that. I remember when we first started, we improved the lighting. When we went over to Bloom Street, we divided the roads into minor roads, secondary roads, and main roads. Well, we give the main roads a good light, and the secondary roads a medium light, and the back streets, they suffered very bad. But in that, we put a lamp post up, and we put the lighting source at 18 feet. And the gas engineer, he said, I didn't know you was lighting slates up on houses. I don't know what he'd say today if he'd seen some of the latest ones that the poles are sticking up. I believe they're 40 foot high now. And I know they're, 40 yards apace in between poles.
Were you never scared tramping round at night?
No, we weren't scared, because when we was lighting up at night, of course we'd two sticks, and on top of one we'd had heavy torch for lighting the lamps. Pretty helpful somebody if you got to swing round the neck with that, I'll tell you. And a extinguishing you could, and you come around some weird sights in them days, you know. There was a couple down the canal bank, you know, they turned every lamp out on the canal bank, and there they were snogging. One roll you could have pushed a mink canal anyway.
Another one.